Hello, and welcome to A Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. Opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants alone and do not reflect the opinions of anyone officially associated with Voice of Vashon. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we're going to learn a bit about the threat of tyranny on global democracies and how you might learn more about it right here on Vashon. To help us in this exploration is my guest, Dennis Snow, Islander and retired publisher. Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you for having me, Susan.
It's a delight, and there's so much to talk about. You've chosen to distribute the book On Tyranny by Timothy Snyder, Yale's Levin Professor of History. You've offered to deliver this free to folks who attend the Save Our Democracy Fair May 18th at the Land Trust Building. That's extremely generous. Why this book and why now?
Well, it really was a call to action for me. My wife and I had been participating in Vote Forward and Get Out the Vote, writing letters and postcards for a number of years. And I guess it was towards the end of this year or last year that I just wasn't happy with what I was doing. It wasn't enough. And she gave me the book On Tyranny by Timothy Snyder, who, by the way, is quite he's often a guest on Rachel Maddow's show on MSNBC. Anyway, it was a real wake-up call for me, a real call to action. I realized that I had become kind of numb to what's going on in the current world affairs, and especially in our country. And I know that there are a lot of other books out there that address the same or similar themes, but what really hit me about this is that it is very concisely written. It's very brief, and it's not going into the histories of Hitler or Putin or Mussolini or Viktor Orban from Hungary. It just talks about their actions and how they came to power and what we need to do to keep that from happening again in our own country.
Yes, I'm grateful that you gave me the book so I got to read it. It's a short read. It's very, very succinct, as you mentioned. And there are 20 chapters, each with a title that is kind of a directive or an admonition. What was your primary takeaway from the book?
To get active, to do something, to not be comfortable with feeling like, well, this is just the way the world goes. And if you read back in history, action is the only thing that really gets things moving. Timothy, there's a quote in there that two-dimensional action on the internet is nothing. To make it really happen, you have to go out into the streets and make it three-dimensional for the tyrants, for them to actually see that we are not happy and we have a voice and we're willing to voice it and let the world, them and the world and our fellow citizens know that we need to stand up, because democracy is a very active organization. We can't just sit back and let it happen.
We have to participate.
Yes, absolutely.
One of the titles that kind of blew me away was Be Calm When the Unthinkable Arrives. What does that mean? And what is his advice?
Boy, you know, that some of these just hit me square on, and I knew exactly. Some I had to kind of think about, and to be honest, I think it's just that don't lose your head. Be aware and keep focused. What was your take on it?
Act locally. It was kind of like that, but with just the title itself was, oh my gosh, this could happen here. And what do you recall from the book that are the signs that we are seeing now that reflect past tyrannies and how they took hold, and that we need to be attentive to.
That's one of the great things of the book. Mr. Snyder really draws some pretty darn clear parallels between what's going on with Trump and the radical right and MAGA, and how it parallels Hitler's rise to power, Mussolini, Putin. They look to dull the awareness of the public and say, this is just how it's going to be. And the public can be, and we've seen it in the past, they can be passive. And tyrants really feed on passivity. They really want the public to be passive and just go with what they say.
Are things like gerrymandering and voter registration prohibitions part of what he cautions us?
Oh, absolutely. Against? Absolutely. Anything to constrict our freedoms to have our voice and to be able to not only speak it, but vote our voice. That's all something that, from what I've read, the Republican Party since about Reagan's time has slowly, very much in the grassroots, had started to stack the deck in their favor right from the very grassroots, even in the last few years, even with school board members that want to ban books. You know, whoever thought of that before, that it would be that grassroots right. level? I think we always focused on the state and the federal, but mm-hmm. not paying that much attention to local, especially something as local as a school board.
Yeah, and that really strikes home. I think in his chapter on Beware the One-Party State, he calls for corrections to elections. He even says that when we stop having annual elections, annual, not biannual or every 4 years, when we stop having annual elections, tyranny can take hold. And that's where he says all this needs to be addressed locally. So what would you say to Vashonians who are perhaps complacent?
I think it starts right from where we live, and that curiosity and that direction will allow us as a community to go beyond our immediate boundaries and affect our friends off the island or other communities. But I think being involved with island decisions, like with the Parks Department and how they're going to fund different projects and even with the proposed healthcare facility, there seems to be a lot of discussion on that, and that is great. Discussion is always good. Debate is always good because that shows an engaged population.
Yes, an engaged population that will hopefully vote and act in the best interests of their population. Snyder talks about the practice of professional ethics in all professions and how that can prevent tyranny. What would you say about that?
Well, he brings it up and it makes an example of in Hitler's Germany, that the lawyers, the politicians, the doctors, they all kind of abandoned their professional ethics, you know, to their particular trade. And it's just one more domino that comes into play that, well, if they're okay with this, then I should be okay with it, because they have the credentials that put them in front of the public. And I think that that is very key, because there are people that you look up to and respect, whether they're a judge or a lawyer, or especially a doctor or a teacher, or a public official. And if they're bending to the will, that influences us regular everyday citizens that, well, if they're doing it, then I guess it must be okay.
Forgetting that they're just people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're talking with Dennis Snow, who has generously offered to give you a free copy of On Tyranny by Professor Timothy Snyder from Yale University, a frequent contributor to the Rachel Maddow Show. He's going to give you this book free if you attend the Mobilizing Our Democracy Fair, May 18th at the Land Trust Building. Dennis, Snyder says stand out, and he offers some examples of people who have done that and changed the course of history. Who does he reference?
Well, he brings up something that's it's history, but it's not that far away history. And those people of our age will certainly remember it. Maybe Gen X doesn't necessarily, but hopefully they've been clued into it. And that is that he brings out Rosa Parks and how she stood out against racism and refusing to go to the back of the bus, which back in the 60s and 50s, part of the Jim Crow era, that blacks had to go to the back of the bus. And one day she refused that, and she started, as Timothy says, the moment you set an example, the spell of the status quo is broken and others will follow. And she, and obviously along with Dr. Luther King and others, that really lit the match.
Yeah, one person who was not an outstanding professional, but who clearly in her behavior tapped into something that other people were feeling, and suddenly they responded en masse. How would you say the average person today in 2024 could stand out like Rosa Parks?
I've been fascinated, and I've been reading books in the last couple of years about ordinary people who have done extraordinary things. And as you say, Rosa Parks was not a politician, no, she did not have a public persona. And I just think that talking with people, talking with your neighbor, Mr. Snyder talks about be uncomfortable, get out of your comfort zone and become more active. Go talk to people that you may not necessarily share all opinions with. He says the best way to fight tyranny is to make new friends that you join together where you may never have thought about it before, and engage. And I think here on the island, we have a great, great community of people who are engaged. I mean, there's just so many things that they do that are so benevolent. One comes to mind is when the Islanders put up the money to have the theater upgraded so that it could show digital movies. And that was like, I understood, like $125,000. Well, that when I first heard that, when I came on the island, I was just totally blown away. And that started with somebody going, hey, we need to do this.
Right. We need to have a theater, which is now an award-winning regional theater that also offers free Tuesday nights for educational or environmental or political films to be shown free to the public.
Right. And I think with this event coming up, it gives people the opportunity to, if they only have in their mind right now, what can I do? What should I do? This is a great opportunity to come down and at your will go and talk to the four or five different organizations or tables that would be represented there. And just ask questions. You know, nobody's going to make you sign up for anything if you don't want to, but they're certainly going to want to encourage you because that's the point of the event.
Dennis Snow, we are almost out of time. What is it you came here that you particularly wanted to say that we haven't addressed yet?
It's being active. This book was some people had said that, well, you're just preaching to the choir. Well, no, it's throwing a bucket of ice water in the face of the choir to say, hey, wake up. Things are happening. You need to pay attention and to take action. And this is the action I took. I've actually distributed over 150 of these books to friends across the country and to people here on the island. And this is my form of action. And we can't be complacent. Please come down to this event. Grab a book. Hopefully you'll want to chat with me about it. But take action. Let's be active. And that's what democracy demands. It's a messy kind of government, but it's messy because we have choices and we need to make those choices.
And we need to hang on to those choices.
Yes.
Dennis Snow, I want to thank you so much for being with me here on a Vashon Minute. And I'd like to close with one of Mr. Snyder's quotes at the very end of his book on tyranny, which you can get free May 18th at the Land Trust, thanks to Dennis Snow. Here's what he says, Snyder. The danger we now face is of a passage from the politics of inevitability to the politics of eternity, from a naive and flawed sort of democratic republic to a confused and cynical sort of fascist oligarchy. That's a bucket of ice water. And you may think you're an active democratic participant, but there's a lot of shocking information in this book on tyranny that's going to wake you up. Thank you, listeners, for joining me on a Vashon Minute. Please stay tuned to Voice of Vashon. You never know what might come next.